I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey guys, and welcome to the Paranormal Thoughts podcast. So this is my second episode. If you haven't listened to my first episode, I'd recommend checking that out. It's about synchronicity in owls and extraterrestrials, a topic that I'm really interested in. And if you have listened to that, thank you. I really appreciate it. And at the time I recorded that, I wasn't even sure I was going to make a podcast. So I was kind of umming and ahhing through it, saying I wasn't sure. But since then, I've uploaded it and decided to try to make a little bit of a regular podcast. What this podcast is about is people finding staircases out in the middle of the forest where they have no place being. The way I came across this topic was on a subreddit called No Sleep. There's a few stories based around this topic, mostly from people who claim to be search and rescue personnel. So I don't really know much about this topic. I've only just recently come across it, but it was really interesting. So I just wanted to do a little bit of research, as much as I kind of could find, which isn't a lot, mind you, and get my thoughts on tape while they're still really fresh. There's a few different stories where people have claimed to see these stairs, but there's one in particular I'll be talking about. And this story is about a search and rescue officer who is retelling some weird experiences they've had while they've been out on the job. It's actually a really interesting story. There's some really weird stuff they retell, and it's quite spooky, some of it. The thing that really interested me was these staircases that people claim to see when they're out in the forest. And when people first see these, so if they're, say, a trainee with a search and rescue team, they'll often ask their superiors, what are these stairs doing here? It doesn't really make any sense to just have a staircase out in the forest. And who built them? What's their purpose? And pretty much what the other officers tell them is, don't worry about it. You're going to see some weird stuff. This is just one of those things. You're going to see them regularly. Just don't go near them. Just completely ignore them and get on with the job. I was like, okay, this is a pretty weird sort of topic, kind of sounds a little bit like a conspiracy kind of thing going on. But anyway, so it continues, and it turns out these staircases appear to have a little bit of a negative to them as well. So anyone who goes near these stairs, some pretty horrific things have happened. So one woman apparently touched either a stair or the handrail of the staircase, and a blood vessel popped in her brain and she died pretty instantly. And then there was another story of a man who walked all the way up to the top of the staircase and one of his hands was cut clean off from an unseeable force. And what's weird too is apparently they couldn't find his hand on the ground afterwards either. The other thing that I came across multiple times was if people do go near these staircases while they're out looking for someone, they lose all trace of that person they were looking for. So they might have sniffer dogs out there who've got a strong scent on this person, and as soon as anyone goes near those stairs, they just completely lose all traces of that person. Obviously, if these stairs are real, they have quite a negative effect, hence why they're probably keeping it very quiet. So that's kind of a little bit of the background on these staircases. And I kind of want to talk about why I think this could or might not be real. So obviously, I like to keep an open mind. I definitely think I keep my mind open for almost anything people tell me. I'll definitely hear out what people's theories are and kind of make my own conclusions from doing research and having a little bit of a look into it. I don't ever just want to take someone's word for something. I really want to experience it for myself or at least find some sources. So as I said earlier, there isn't really much on this topic, and that kind of works in favor for it not being real and for it being real. So I'll start with the reasons that it could be not real. So one of the reasons it could be false would be the amount of research and information out there, which is very slim. A lot of it is retellings of experiences they may have had or they know someone may have had. So it's very a bit sketchy in that sense. And also when you go to look for photographic evidence, there are definitely staircases that have been photographed in the middle of the forest, or what appears to be in the middle of the forest, but some can definitely be debunked, I would say. Some are quite tall, spiral, metal kind of steel staircases, and what I assume those would be like fire lookout towers. So if there's a forest fire, firefighters or park rangers or whoever can climb these stairs and obviously see quite a distance into the forest. So that kind of makes sense to see large spiral staircases in the middle of the forest. The other staircases I saw which made sense to me were made out of stone. So obviously stone is a material that lasts a long time. So potentially there could have been some sort of building there that has eroded and collapsed over time, but the staircase is still there. But at the same time, I did find some pictures which, who knows if they're real, of some weird looking staircases which are made out of wood or almost look like escalators. In the stories as well, the staircases they're really talking about almost look like they're taken straight out of a house, so they have carpet on them. They just look like the house just isn't there, but the staircase has been built. The other thing too you could say is the people who are retelling these accounts, a lot of them are written quite well, so not necessarily someone just retelling what they've seen. It's written to the point of, you know, it probably is someone who has some writing background, or at least someone who does have some writing background has had a look over it, just because when you do read it, it does paint quite a bit of a picture in your mind, so it really does take you there as a writer does when they write. So I kind of want to break down why I think it could be real as well. And this is obviously what I more so enjoy, because I'd love for this to be a real occurrence, because it's so bizarre. So why I think it could be real, for one thing, is because I definitely think there are weirder things out there that I can definitely say I 100% believe in. But really, the fact that they are keeping it so quiet, I think, almost just completely says, like, it could be a real thing. Just because if these staircases they're finding have such a negative effect, obviously they're not going to want people to know about them or go near them. If they're having these really negative or even potentially deadly effects, they don't want people to find them, or, you know, the people go to the media or anything, you know, any sort of forum and talk about this, because that's just going to affect what these search and rescue people are trying to do. And for the most part, the only reason that search and rescue people are finding these staircases are because it's their job to be out there. They're deep in the woods off tracks where, you know, people don't hike. So I'm sure other people probably, if this is a true occurrence, have probably seen them. But more so than not, people don't really have any place being out in the middle of the woods, like kilometres or miles out from any sort of track. It's also a point of saying, these people who work for these search and rescue operations, it's kind of like a non-disclosure agreement. You know, you're out there doing your job, you're not going to talk about these weird occurrences. So that was a big thing for me. So I think it being so secretive almost makes me believe more so that it could be real, because if it is real, and they're doing a really good job of keeping it quiet, because the only people really talking about it are these people on Reddit who do claim, by them talking about this, they could lose their job and this and that. So it's something that's really interesting. And as I said, there's not a lot out there. But if any of you know anything or you've seen anything, please let me know, because I want to know so much more about this. I didn't think I was actually going to do this as a podcast, because it's a little bit different from what I intend this podcast channel to be. But at the same time, it's something that really took my interest, and I just really wanted to get it out there. And I think it's something that a lot of people haven't heard about. So, you know, inform more people, get the word out there. So thank you so much for listening. If you haven't checked out my previous episode, feel free to. Also feel free to follow this podcast or subscribe. That will really help me out, and it'll keep you in the loop for when I do upload new episodes. So thank you so much again. I'll see you in the next podcast.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.